you're going to go to your outline.
Okay.
And you might want to drag some things around so that it makes logical flow order.
Okay, and then type it down below all of it just to make...
Not, you're not going to type it here. You're going to type it in either Word or Google Docs.
Okay.
Okay. But you're going to just pretty much say, my disease, what it is. What is it? You're not going to say, what is it? You're going to describe what it is. Okay? And Kylie and Warden, that is your cue to move on to science. So make sure you save anything that you created. I love the concept of a mind mapper. If you, especially if you've got that random kind of ADHD brain that's kind of like, oh, squirrel, yeah, this will help you stay organized and kind of just be able to tell what's what. Yep.
I sometimes have that. I'll just look at a random car that like has the weirdest detail on it, and I'll be like,
Save and save often, because if somebody were to push a button on the surge protectors, they might turn off your computer. So you don't want to lose your stuff. So save and save often. Go to File, Save. File, Save. It is not responding.
I got 11:15.
Let's.
I got 11:15 minutes.
Okay. Bye. Did you clean your space, Kylie?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you just call her Kyle?
No, I don't believe I did.
She called her Kylie.
Oh no, what's this going to do to you if we lose it? Let's take a print screen and let's go to Word and save it there so that we don't lose completely what you've done. Let's go to Word. Do a control V to paste.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, so we can't quite see it all, but it's better than losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're gonna. Okay, thank you. Pick up your feet when you walk, please. Take pride in yourself. Thank you. Let's change this to landscape. Let's change that so it's square. Now we can move this.
So how'd you do the printing?
I pressed print screen, and then it puts it in the clipboard, and then it's just like a paste.
Okay.
Okay. So you might not be able to see it now, but if you zoom in here, see this zoom button? Mm-hmm. You might be able to read it anyway. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now let's make sure we save this, though. Mm-hmm. So save this document since you're having issues. We're going to save that in that shared drive. Mm-hmm. You do it.
Okay. So this PC.
Yep. Shared drive. Scroll down.
Oh, there we go.
Mrs. Nesbitt. Fifth and sixth grade computers. And you're going to name it My Disease. Corbin Print Screen, or Inspiration Print Screen. INSPIRATION. Print screen. And save. Okay, now we might lose some of this, but let me show you how to do this in your Word document. Let's go to here and push paste. Nope, undo. Control-Z. Control-Z again. Okay. All right, so let's go to the internet. Is this where it was at?
That's where I found my symptoms.
Okay, so we need to save this one, right?
Yes.
Control-C to copy. Now let's go here. Which one is it? This one? And paste. Control-V. Okay. And then... because this is so ginormous, let's go down here. But you can see what was the previous one that you went to, the previous website that you went to. Okay, find that. Oh, there it is right there. Control C and do the same thing, and that way we've got that whole website if we have to have it. Control V again. Okay. All righty.
I made two pages.
All right. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, you're talking to the computer. I can't hear you.
How do I get this
Oh, okay. Let me come and help you. Oh, I don't know. How did you get that? Well, our undo is our friend. Control Z is our friend. I don't know how many undos this will give us, though. Because sometimes programs like this will only give us one undo. I'm guessing that we need to... I've never seen this before. Oh, hey, I think I fixed it. I think you must have clicked on that. Apparently, you can write more notes there. You learn something every day. How did I get it out of there, though? Well, I clicked that and nothing happened. Oh, okay. There you go. All right. You're building this. You need to get some research done. Okay? So don't get into too much making it pretty. You need to find the research. So go to your internet and start finding your research. So, I'm assuming that you've learned enough about writing so far that you have to have a topic sentence in your paragraphs, yes? So, when you're ready to start writing, what is going to be your topic sentence? Measles are a deadly disease that can blah, 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 blah. Right? Okay? That's kind of what you're forming your research for to begin your topic sentence. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. No humming, because it might affect somebody else. Oh, somebody's humming, so I suggested that they not hum. I'll come back later. You're in the middle of something. Yes. Okay, what are you at? Is it still sitting there spinning or what? It went completely away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's make sure we've saved this. Okay, and now we're going to minimize this, which means it's still open. Mm-hmm. It's just down out of our sight. So now we'll come back here and let's try it one more time. If it doesn't work, I'm going to have you move to one of those two computers. Not where Warden was, because that's where Warden will be sitting. We'll have you go next to Hunter. Yeah. Let's just have you do that now, because you're wasting enough time. So let's cancel this. And it's 7.6, so hopefully it will transfer. I'm going to leave this open for now until you get there, though. Okay? And go get a chair. Thank you. You're so thoughtful. Yes.
There's no
Pacific, as in the ocean?
Pacific. No. There's no treatment.
Oh, like specific treatment. Is that what you were trying to tell me? Okay. Yes. Yes, you may. There's no specific treatment?
Okay.
So, where are you going to write that stuff down? You can't use this as a source. You have to actually click on it. Yeah. Now, you can make this... Well, okay. I see what you're doing. This is from the Centers of Disease and Control. Disease Control and Prevention, right? So... there, you might want to take this and click one time, do a control C to copy, and then minimize this, and then what is it, or is it treatment? What are you looking at? Okay, so then you'll want to create a new bubble, so go to create. Okay, now you're going to paste inside of there. Control CTRL control V. There. Now from here, you might want to make a note. What did you just learn? This is how to cite the source. But what did you just read? What do you remember what you read?
There is no
Pacific. Okay, so then make another Pacific. Bubble from there. Specific. Pacific is an ocean.
Cool.
Okay. You have to click here first, otherwise it won't know where to go. You're doing it in two steps, where if you had selected this and then did that, you can do it in one step. Okay? So now write what you learned from the reading. If you think you have enough, you may start writing.
I'm going to wait until I get home and do it.
Yes, but don't spend so much time organizing that you're not doing the project. Okay? It looks great. But once we come to this point, is it going to be able to show us all that pretty organization? No. Okay, so yes, it's pretty and it's great, and that's helpful to organize your mind, but don't spend so much time making it pretty. Okay? Because this is the end result that we're trying to get to. Okay? And we have just a couple of days. Friday, you're going to work in here. Instead of help. Well, I mean, this is a health slash computers project, so we're going to work on it and do health in here on this project. Huh? Good. Okay.
Let's see how much I've done.
Oh, I've been looking. Yep. Now, the biggest thing you have to keep in mind is that you've got to be able to put it all in your own words.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Which is going to be hard.
It is going to be hard. So sometimes when you put less, it makes you think more about it, how to put it in your own words. And if you think you're ready, you can start going. You can start the beginning project. Oh, it's probably a good start. Here's the thing. Once you start writing, you might be like, oh, I need more information about treatments, or I need more information about causes, or I've got some holes. I need to go back to the research. You can go back and forth, and everybody will be different. You can go to Google Docs if you can access Google Docs. If you can't access Google Docs, you'll have to use Word. But once you start writing, you're going to have a topic sentence. We're going to write our introductory paragraph last. Because in your introductory paragraph, you're going to tell people what you're going to tell them.